Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one...
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
You're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
If you can't find your way to the TD Garden tonight with Wiggy, just look for the puff of smoke. It'll be like they have anointed seven popes tonight.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Now it's a hot box.
Yeah.
Like where you have to literally be in a confined, tight space.
Yeah, what if you're in the elevator?
Yeah, well, you're not smoking in the elevator, Courtney. This is not...
I'm not Courtney.
Motley Crue. Oh, damn.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Give me the ick. It makes me, like, feel bashful.
Maybe it's the Jackson...
It makes me feel...
bashful.
Right. It makes me feel very bashful. And I'm a married woman.
The Jackson eating watermelon. It could be that. You know, eat watermelon.
Stop, Wiggy. Why are you doing it in front of me?
Please don't.
HR!
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
But respectfully, I think the parents might, you know, think that the brother just might be a little bit...
Wiggy, you saying respectfully doesn't make it any less insulting.
It's like, no offense.
But Jackson would say it, though, right?
I mean, you can't... Yeah.
Now...
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party!
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
What up? What up?
Good morning.
Curtis and Courtney still off. Mego here for Courtney, and we have a problem. I hate to start the show on a negative note, but we have an issue, and that is Curtis cannot be allowed back in this studio until the Red Sox lose a baseball game.
This studio, like the continental U.S.
Okay.
He's going to have to stay over in the Pacific Ocean.
I'm here for that argument. Maybe not the state, maybe not the New England region, but right. maybe you're right. Maybe not the lower 48. Like right. maybe he has to stay in Hawaii until they lose, which may not happen until August or September.
The way they're going, rolling.
I he's going to mess with the mojo if he comes
definitely.
Back. And he was the guy who wanted, well, you were also a guy who wanted Alex Cora fired. Not so long ago.
No, I did. But I did.
He wanted Craig Breslow gone. Mm-hmm. He wanted John Henry to sell the team. He wanted massive changes to be made over mm-hmm. there. What a weekend. This city, by the way, is so different when the Red Sox are winning. It was it was an unbelievable weekend, and I give them credit for part of that.
Yeah, they, you know, because I think when you look at, you know, the teams around here, they're the ones with the longest history. And, you know, the diehards, they're out there, and, you know, everybody loves going to Fenway, and it's an amazing vibe, and just being part of that ballpark and history.
How can you not, the way it is right now?
Right.
Friday night was, to borrow a Courtney word, electric.
Mm-hmm.
And the walk-off, which is arguably the most exciting moment in baseball that can ever occur. Saturday, I was there for the crochet gem. Absolute gem.
Mm-hmm.
Full gamer from Garrett Crochet. And then yesterday, they get it done and complete the sweep. And they are on a 10-game win streak.
Right.
And that is the first 10-game win streak from this baseball team since 2018. Right. And we all know what happened that season.
Well, and what's kind of eerie about that is that happened over July 4th in 2018, too, against the Nats. Mm-hmm. Like, it really is history repeating itself. And I feel like I had to issue a little bit of a mea culpa because earlier this summer, on some show, I was probably the Saturday show with Shime.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Shime.
Morning.
Shime, did you leave your vape in here?
Yeah, what is this? Is
no, I don't vape.
Huh? Somebody's
I've never hit a vape pen before in my life.
Are you sure?
Yeah, Greg, I'm scared of the popcorn
lung. It's just a vape.
Okay.
A small one.
Who left their vape in here?
Somebody. I don't know. Is it Jackson's?
It could be Jackson's. I mean, I'm trying to figure out. Maybe it's Dale's left from when Dale used to work here. Maybe it's Stiz Grimey's. Might be Stiz Grimey's vape.
Dale here.
Anyway, on your apology, your mea culpa this morning.
I made fun of Alex Cora earlier this summer because he said that all the Red Sox needed was to rip off a 10-game win streak, and I was like, oh yeah, it's so easy. You know those 10-game win streaks that you get every season from Alex Cora's Red Sox. The last time they did it was in 2018. Starting with the Nat series in D.C., and now here they are doing it again. So doors open to anything.
Maybe the Cora situation is because we've had this conversation about Cora. Like when the team was not playing well, no one blamed Cora. And now, like, you can't give him too much credit, but maybe the credit comes in with the vibe of not maybe having Devers around and being able to – you know, manage that situation rather than, let's say, the X's and O's or the, you know, the in-game adjusting so much on the field because guys are playing better.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's more of that than anything.
Mm.
Well, it's not like they haven't had sloppy showings since Devers got traded, though. Remember that streak losing games.
Right, that is true. But I think, like, a lot of people, like, will say, you know, and I was one of the people beating the drum of, like, all right, is it time for Cora to go? And now with this turnaround, you can't say, like, you can't put it all on Cora's plate and still, like, give him a pass. Because they're winning, because when they were losing, you blame the players.
Yeah.
So now that they're winning, you don't credit the players? Now you credit Cora?
I credit the pitching. The pitching is totally different from this point last year.
I mean, Brian Baio, the resurgence of Brian Baio is so important for this baseball team.
Right.
And you got another, I think that's six straight starts for him, Shime, where he goes six innings and eats up six, I think.
Yeah, and fewer than three earned runs, I believe.
Yeah,
he's been on fire.
He was like 3-1-4 heading into that game.
I think he's heading into the break 3-1-4.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, and we got to get into this. I'm sure it'll be somebody's lead, but I don't know that I want anybody at all gone from. I don't want you messing with the mojo, as I said earlier. When it comes to the deadline now, I think I've completely reversed myself on. If you can buy pitching, then buy some pitching somewhere. Do what Jackson does and roll up to the dollar store at 9:59 and hope they're open. Because I don't know that I want, whether it's Jaron Duran or you name who it is, or a Roldis Chapman, I don't want them messing with the chemistry of the baseball team. Maybe I'm an idiot, but it's.
But
like,
you're definitely going to need pitching, especially after the Dobbin situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're going to need, and you were in the market before the Dobbin situation of looking for another legitimate starter. So I know Giolito and Bayo have been doing really well, but you were in the market for another legit starter. So I don't think that changes just because you're playing well and those guys are doing well.
Well, yeah, okay. But if you were, whether it was, Craig Breslow alluding to, going out and getting a serious number two starting pitcher, I don't know that you need to go out and get a serious number two now. Like, I just don't know that you.
Why?
Because of what you're going to have to part with. Like, you have, you know, Crochet locked down,
yep.
Zero concerns there. Giolito has been excellent.
But can you go all in with Giolito? Like, can you say, all right, he's going to be Giolito and what we're seeing all the way through the remainder of the regular season and into the postseason?
But that's what you're going to have to do, is you're going to have to look at the last 10 games or the last month and a day and assume correctly that is what your baseball team is going to be going forward.
I think a lot of people look at the Duran situation, and because they've heard so much about his name going out, they assume that there's just going to be a lot of deals Duran for X starting pitcher who could be your two or three, but he's most often linked to the Padres, and the Padres only have starting pitchers who are rentals. And, like, it's hard to think that the Red Sox front office is going to give up all the control they have of Duran for a rental just for this season. Like, they just don't usually operate that way. So they would need the Padres to go and bring in another team and execute their own trade, even to be attractive enough for Duran. So, I do wonder, when you hear Craig Breslow with us last week saying we don't necessarily need to trade an outfielder just because we have all these outfielders and it's a logjam. I wonder if that's him saying, like, because there's not anything attractive enough for us to give Duran to a team, which I think is a good thing, because it means, like, they're not just going to throw out Duran because they have an extra piece.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a lot to talk about this morning and all day long when it comes to your red-hot Red Sox, and we will do that with you this morning. This is Chris from Worcester. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Greg. Really, Greg, Mago, Shime, and Wiggy, thank you for taking my call. Yesterday I was doing my lawn and doing everything, listening to the game on the radio, and I don't want to get burnt again because I felt like I got burnt yesterday. I'm angry eyebrow Chris Mango.
Oh, nice.
With the angry eyebrows.
So Chris, anyways, and I both have resting bitch face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
damn. Yeah, it's an affliction.
Do people say you have resting bitch face?
Yes.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
Me
too.
Yeah. Listen, Chris, get in. You got to be all in. Don't worry about it. Like, what?
One thing, though. But would you give it, like, the two series before the Tampa Bay series? They were crap teams. But Tampa Bay, that's when I started buying in, because they swept Tampa Bay. That's why I'm like, I'm in. Yeah. I'm in again. I'm back in, but I don't want to get burnt. That's all. And I love you guys.
You have to be. You have to be back in. How can you not be back in?
I think that most people are looking at it, are back in. And I think, see, the biggest question that I think the Red Sox organization has to have, because, Mego, you brought this up for a rental, is What is their view on this season? Forget about next season or the year after that. How do they view this season? Do they view this season like they are a legit World Series contender? And if so, would they be cool with a rental, knowing that that rental is going to help them ultimately accomplish their goal of winning a championship? And if they believe that, then you roll the dice on a rental. Because a rental is great if that rental helps you win a World Series.
Yeah, true. Yeah, if it's Dylan Cease. Like, that makes sense to me. I don't know if they'll think that way, though, if they have to give up
You don't believe they think that this year they can win a World Series?
I don't know if it's about that. Like, I wonder if it's like the old Danny Ainge thing of, like, I'm not going to lose the trade. I'm not going to give up 3 years of control of Duran, who was an all-star last year, to bring in a pitcher who's a rental. Even if it's somebody who is a big name and can maybe push you over the line, where you see how many teams were in the wild card spot that ended up in the World Series over the last several postseasons.
Yeah.
It's wide open. Like, it is wide. It's not like the NBA where you are basically one of three teams who has a real shot there. Like, it is wide open for them. But they might look at it and say, business-wise, we're not just giving up the farm for a rental.
I mean, Chapman has to be off the table.
Oh, I don't think so.
That dude is so good.
I mean, he struck out the sides yesterday.
Oh, my God. You watch him yesterday finish that game, and it's like, how can you part with that guy?
No.
Because
I don't think you have anybody to, like, fall back on. At least in the Duran situation, I feel like there are other guys that you can fall back on if you lose
Duran.
Yeah,
like, that's the issue. Is there so many other guys that now you're moving Sedan Rafael up to second base to see, like, if he can work out there just so you can keep all the guys on the field.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to talk about, and we will do it all morning long on today's show. We are going to get to our leads in about 10 minutes, and then they set it at 7:20, and that is a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend, including who one NBA insider says is working the room aggressively to make sure that Dame Lillard is a Boston Celtic. So that will be coming up during They Said It at 7:20 this morning. News with Shime in place of Courtney at 7:45, and it is apparently official. Science has determined which is the horniest state in New England. And so we will get to that in the rest of the news with Sean. Also, are we going to get a review on Superman?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay. Mm. Last night? Yesterday? What?
Yesterday, yeah.
Yesterday, all right. At the Movies with Shime.
Yep.
Coming up a little bit later on.
Let's all go to the movies.
I can't wait. I can't wait for it.
What'd you get for a snack? Or snacks?
No snack. We were going to lunch afterward. No snack.
Shime.
I'm dead serious. All I had was a soda.
It's Shime.
You can believe what you want.
I was born at night. It was not last night.
Yep, I was.
You did not get a single snack while you were there at the movies.
I did not. Not a single snack.
Would you take in like an 11 o'clock show?
11:30, yeah.
All right.
Really?
Smart.
Was it jammed?
No, it was like half full.
It was? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, a review of Superman from Shime coming up at some point this morning. And as always, Hill Notes at 9:20 on today's show. So you have plenty of time to leave one of those on the Odyssey app. So you can listen to this show on the Odyssey app. You can listen to it from wherever you are at whatever time of the day or night you want. You can also go back and listen to anything on this show or at this station that you may have missed on the Odyssey app. And you can leave a voice note for us on any topic on the Odyssey app. Just click on the microphone in the right-hand corner and talk away, and we will play the best Hill Notes coming up at 9:20 on this morning's show. But right now, with what is trending, here is Mego.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox beat the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday 4-1 to complete a four-game sweep of their divisional foe. Starter Brian Baio pitched into the seventh inning and allowed just one earned run. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. Must be 18 years or older to play. The Red Sox winning streak extends to 10 games, the longest streak they've had since 2018. Trevor Story spoke to the team gaining confidence through their versatility postgame.
I think we talked about it. I think just the conviction and who we are as a team. I think we have more of an identity now, and we're starting to believe in that. I think we can win in different ways. I think we've shown over this 10-gamer. We can slug or we can win one-run games. We can steal bases. I think we're just embracing all of that. And playing good defense has to be a key part of that. But I think it all starts with the pitching, and they've been lights out.
That's the key. You
another
said it, Mago.
Guy. Another guy, though, who is coming up huge when you need him. That Jeter-like play that he made on Friday night was all world. And you can count on the guy. You haven't been able to count on him. I don't want to jinx anything, so I'll stop talking. But I love this baseball team.
The pitching.
Yeah.
And that's the key. And, Mago, you brought that up. That's the difference. And if that's why I think you have to look, if you're the Red Sox, and go, we have to get another legitimate starting pitcher that slots in, whether it's two or three or even four, if Giolito and Bayo are still rolling, you have that guy just in case.
I agree. The Red Sox also looked to the future last night, picking Kyson Witherspoon 15th overall in the 2025 MLB draft. Witherspoon is a right-handed pitcher from the University of Oklahoma. Scouts say he has the ingredients to become a future frontline starter. Celtics draft pick Hugo Gonzalez also made his debut in NBA Summer League over the weekend. He had 12 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and 2 blocks in a win over the Grizzlies. Did you know dropping your first 25 pounds with Awaken 180 adds 6 to 10 yards to every shot, even better scores every 5 pounds after? Look it up. Freedom from excess fat is measurable. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame. Awaken180weightloss.com.
Did you know Shime adds 6 to 10 shots to every hole that he plays? I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yeah, unfortunately, Awaken helped me lose weight. Did not help me lose strokes on my golf game.
Right.
Unless you're in Michigan. You golfed great out there, right?
I did. I played great.
Okay.
Just not at Granite Links.
Just nobody watching.
Right. Exactly.
180 is not only your diet plan, it's also your average score on 14 holes at Granite Links.
Well played.
Against me. All right. Mego, thank you. We are going to get to today's leads coming up.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Up next, the Red Sox headed into the All-Star break on a 10-game W streak, and you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. I'm telling you this, mark my words, Curtis is not allowed back on the bandwagon. Not allowed back on. He was off. In fact, he was kicking the tires as it was limping out of the parking lot shortly before he left for Hawaii. And when he returns in a week or a month or whenever he's coming back after full flex time abuse, he is not allowed back on the bandwagon. All right, I want to be clear about that. Very clear about that. By the way,
keeper of the bandwagon, Greg Hill.
How was Wu-Tang?
Wu-Tang was spectacular. Wu-Tang was unbelievable. The show was good. It brought me back to like the early 90s. I should have worn my fatigues and Tims and all that, but I didn't do that. But it was an amazing show. So it's their final tour, but it was packed too, man.
Was it?
Oh, it was packed.
You were able to enjoy it without your vape?
No, there was plenty of weed smoke going on in that building.
Who left their vape here?
I don't know. Somebody did.
Who left their vape here? Yeah.
It's not me. I've never tried one of these.
You have it?
No. And they also don't look cool. I'm just going to say that.
Who's?
It looks like you're chewing on something that you put in a computer.
I mean, is it possible that it belongs to Arcand? I mean, he could be a vapor.
I don't think he vapes.
He's not a vapor?
Well, you wouldn't know who vapes and who doesn't.
Wiggy, I worked with him long enough.
Right.
I went to the bar with him.
Okay,
like,
sorry.
I've been to the bar with him. Right. I've never seen him vape.
Right.
Maybe it's something he's recently picked up in his 40s. I don't know.
Well, you'd have to figure, right? Midday, Rich and Jones.
Jones doesn't vape, I can tell you
okay.
that.
Okay, so you might know, and I've never seen Rich vape. But
Rich does not vape.
So then we'd have to go to the afternoon show.
No, Wiggy, I'm telling you, it has to be one of the weekend people. I don't think it's anybody that works in the normal day parts. It's one of the weekend warriors.
Who in the hell put the vape in the freezer?
All right.
Anybody know that?
Andy Hart? Nope.
You don't know the muffins in the freezer thing?
No. Oh,
you guys got to get on TikTok more.
No. it doesn't hit my algorithm.
You're on TikTok now?
Oh, yeah. I'm all over the TikTok. All right. All over it.
Somebody will come in here and get it.
How long does Wu-Tang play for?
2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. They
wow.
They got plenty of bangers. They got plenty of hits. So, they did all the classics.
That's a really long set.
Well, there's 9, 10, 11 members in the group?
I don't know if I could last through that. 2 hours of a set of any one artist? But like, I know it's a huge group, but I don't have the attention span.
But isn't that what most, like, artists of that caliber who've been performing for a long time generally do?
I mean, unless it's Bruce Springsteen, I don't know that I can go over 2 hours. I was there for about 5 songs from Bare Naked Ladies on Friday night. That was about it.
Didn't have fun?
No, I had fun.
Did they play Old Apartment?
Like I think it was the second song. So once they got that out of the way, I was like, DMs, let's get out of here. Mm-hmm. And also Sugar Ray played. The Sugar Ray dude has I would guess, had about 1,000 plastic surgery procedures done. No, no offense.
Right.
But
he looks a little different.
He was singing, and his mouth was not moving at all. At any
Mark
point.
McGrath.
Yeah.
He was like a major hottie back in the day.
Like you were into him?
I mean, I was a kid.
Yeah. He looks like he's about to be on Real Housewives of Rhode Island, is what Mark McGrath
Do we have
like.
Any info on who's going to be on that?
I don't think
that's Courtney's world.
Yeah, okay.
The only one I know is Patrick Pass's wife.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the only one I know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
But that's Courtney's realm.
Yeah.
I'm Real Housewives of Atlanta. Ask me anything you want about them. I can fill you in.
We need Mrs. Wiggins on Real Housewives of Boston, now that you're the city Wigginses. I think we should get Mrs. Wiggins
Can you imagine
on
that show? Wow, can you imagine that cast? Who would that be?
Why did they go to Rhode Island instead of Boston? Like, people nationally watching TV know what Boston is more than Rhode Island. They're going to have to explain what Newport is and the wealthy, like the wealth that's over there. A lot of people probably don't have any idea anything about Providence. Like, I think Providence is a great city, a lot of great restaurants, but
you would think it would go Boston first because that's the major city.
It's a major city with all the sports teams and celebrities.
Of their New England, of the New England region. So, yeah, I don't, but maybe Rhode Island, they feel like there was, I don't know, maybe they have a connection there. Who the hell knows?
978 text on the Subaru of New England text line. You can text this show at any time. If that is more convenient than the other ways in which you can communicate with us. And they would like to know why Wiggy is allowed back on the bandwagon after demanding that Alex Cora be fired not that long ago. That's a great question.
Well, he should.
That's a great question.
He was on the hot seat.
You might not be allowed back on either.
No. He was on the hot seat.
You may have to turn the bag of merchant that Sam Kennedy gave you a couple of spring trainings ago.
He was on. He should have been on the hot seat. If anybody should have been on the hot seat, manager wise, and what other manager? Luckily for Cora, the Red Sox have given him a huge leash.
Yes.
Like,
haven't seen it anywhere else in Boston sports in terms of a coach.
And who didn't want Cora fired? Who didn't want him fired at that time? Who didn't say this is a guy that should be on the chopping block? The fact that he's still the manager of this baseball team, he should be thanking his lucky stars that he has a great relationship. And the fact that maybe he was able to get those guys to kind of like figure it out, maybe with the removal of Devers and the management. Because those are the things that I look at. Because we've all said this before, what does a manager really do? Other than put the lineup card in.
This is Alan from Nashville. Alan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Just really a couple quick comments. Number one is I have called and canceled Curtis's flights back from Hawaii. I had some relationships. I know Christopher Curtis's full name. So that's all set. The jinx will not happen.
Good.
And then the second thing is I love the insightful, analytical, intelligent Mego. It's been a pleasure to listen to her. I've not really experienced much of her, but I love Coco, obviously.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say it's been really a pleasure to listen to her. That's it.
I got to tell you, it's been a blast. Are you here for the whole week or a few days? What's your schedule?
You're going to hate this.
Oh.
I'm here for a couple of days, I believe.
Right.
And then Thursday, Friday, I'm out. I'm flexing. Right. I'm flexing back up to Maine.
What the entire world is flexing.
It's July. it's the time to flex.
You were just flexing in Maryland or whatever it was.
Outer Banks.
Outer Banks flex.
Here's the thing, though. Like, if you add up all my flex, it will reflect a normal vacation schedule. But I got to flex now because once August starts, it's training camp, and I don't want to miss training camp.
Right. Okay. All right. I understand that.
All right.
I guess.
Don't worry. I'll be out there on the hill in training
camp.
Get your flex
in.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. Well, how was Maine?
It was so wonderful. I mean, it was a little misty. The weather was, you know, Maine-ish.
Yeah.
We had better weather on our wedding day a year ago, so that's what matters.
But this was an anniversary trip?
This was our anniversary trip in Portland and returning to our second home. So it was awesome.
Oh, very nice. Did you go anywhere good to eat or anything?
My parents belong to a club there, so that's where we had our wedding.
Sweet flex.
So we went back there. I don't belong to it.
Sick brag, bro.
I don't belong to it. I don't belong
to
it.
Now you sound like Curtis.
I don't belong to it. Okay, right. So what's the club?
I got to go. What's it called? It's the Cumberland Club.
Oh, the Cumberland Club. Oh,
yes.
Well, that's very nice.
The Cumberland Club.
Yeah. It's a golf course country club?
No, it's just like a club in the city.
It's like a private dining club.
Like a social club?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you here for however many days we do. And Shime, if we could... Before people get off and get going where they're going, could we open up the window world, the Boston WEEI weather window real quick? Curtis, our meteorologist, not here. But Sean, if you could poke your head outside, what do we got on tap for today?
Yeah, Greg, currently 69 degrees and sunny here in the city of Boston. It's going to be a beautiful day. The high today is 85. It could get a little cloudy later this evening, like a quick shower tonight, but it's just kind of one of those just rapid showers in and out. No big deal. So no actual rain today.
Okay.
All afternoon and into dinner time is going to be beautiful out for you.
Excellent. All right. Well, you could have a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month, under $100 a month, when you go to windowworldofboston.com. That's windowworldofboston.com.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Poison, nothing but a good time. Excellent choice on a Monday morning when it comes to the lead song. And the leads are brought to you by Subaru. Make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I don't see Jackson in here, so I'm guessing no Jackson lead.
He's all set up. He had his headphones in here and everything. I don't know what he's doing.
What is he doing? Here he comes. This is becoming a thing where we have to now wait for him to get set up. And Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. I never want to insert myself in. I wait till I'm asked.
Well, okay, I understand that. Courtesy, I understand that. Good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm excellent.
Okay. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Fine and dandy.
What did you do? Anything exciting?
I went to a Levitate festival.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I saw Dispatch last night.
Oh, excellent.
Nice.
Excellent.
Yeah, good
They
show.
Play The General?
The General.
The song?
The song, The General.
You know what? I'm not familiar with
You're
their
not,
catalog.
How can you not? It's their only hit song.
I'm sure they did.
It's like a 30-minute banger.
Yeah.
It's only four minutes, all right?
They had a lot of 30-minute bangers.
Yeah, they do.
Much did a lot of the other bands there.
I don't love, a hot take, I don't love the jam bands. I could never go see Fish. And Shime, no offense, I was that way with Dave sometimes. Like the dude, like he'd be at Fenway and he'd launch into a great song and then the thing goes for like 40-50 minutes with like I don't like the full jam instrumentals. I can't stand. Give me 3 minutes. Give me the hits. Give me 3 minutes.
Yeah, you like OAR. That's so weird to me.
I think of Dispatch and OAR as more like college radio rock.
Not so much jam band.
Dave wants to be a jam band, and he doesn't realize that 90% of the people going to Dave concerts are like play ants marching.
Correct. That's all they want is ants marching.
Greg, that's the song I don't want.
And I want Gray Street. I might have to have Gray Street as a rejoin this morning.
You don't like when Dave turns around and says, on keyboard, we have Jimmy Hacks. And then Jimmy goes on for about 15 minutes.
I don't love that. Did that happen at Wu-Tang? Oh, wait, they're not playing any instruments.
No. They had instruments there, though. They had a band.
Yeah, okay. I just, the rap shows, sometimes you got these guys, they're marching around, they're yelling at each other. It's not my...
Yeah,
it's not different than a country show where they're just marching around.
That's
not my cup of tea. Not my cup of tea, Wiggy.
No, that's why we won't see you there.
Jackson, your lead, please.
Hey, you know the first rap show I ever went to?
Nope. Your lead, please.
Acrobatic.
Your lead, please.
So my lead is a little injection of happiness for everybody on Instagram right now. If you don't follow Stone Cold, you are missing out. Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, the big tough wrestler.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So I have some audio to support my lead here. It's the most genuinely happy Instagram that you can find. This guy, this big muscle man, this big, you know, badass wrestler, he runs a farm, big-ass farm, and he has two farm cats. And the way that he talks to them is so fun and so heartfelt. It's just funny to see this big, you know, tough guy talking to his cats like a woman, you know, like an old woman would with her cats. So it's a wonderful follow on Instagram if you want to check it out. I have a little bit of audio of him talking to the cat.
Yeah. There he is. Oh, buddy. It's a good old cat right there. I just got finished getting a workout in, and then we're about to eat dinner. Come out here to say hi to the solid-ass cats. Macho's out trying to hunt, and this specimen right here, this handsome guy, came over here. Now, people on our last post says, man, Poncho done got fat. He put on a pound or two, but, I mean, who doesn't during the winter? This mother ain't trying to show off.
So, yeah, he swears at his cats, and he treats them like people, and I'm sure nobody would be surprised to hear that. I have two cats, Jerry Seinfeld and Larry David, and that's how I treat them, and it's funny.
You're a cat guy.
I'm a cat guy. And a dog guy. I have both.
Which I think, if I remember correctly, being a cat guy was a major ick.
Yeah, I know. Caring for wildlife and having a pet to fulfill your life is an ick. Wow, and, icky.
The voters spoke during the ick bracket.
That's what the women say.
I don't mind a guy with a cat. Right. As long as he likes animals. I think it's nice.
A single guy with a cat is weird. At least Jackson has a fiance.
Much bigger ick is reptiles guy.
Reptiles, snake guy.
Guy who has like a lizard. You know, like he has the big aquarium in his house and he has a iguana in it.
You don't like the guy who walks around the common with the snake around his neck?
No.
No, I know you say that you don't mind it, but did you ever date a guy who had a cat?
No.
Okay, so that
no,
that
I can very quickly say no.
No, like it just wouldn't be, it wouldn't happen.
I just have never run into it. There, yeah. I don't feel like there's a ton of single guys
with cats
who have cats.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you come across one.
I think there's more lately, it seems like. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the cool thing.
The loneliness, the male loneliness epidemic.
Is that what it is? Yes. All right.
They're very good companions.
No, they're not.
Really. They don't do anything. No.
If I want my eyes scratched out.
I think they're easier than dogs, and that's why I think people
them. For sure. They just sit there.
Yeah. You don't really have to walk them. Like you just have the kitty litter, and they do. So, like, they don't really. I mean, I guess maybe they cuddle up every once in a while, but it's not like full on. Like dog embrace of owner, like
if you have your cat, the principal owner usually has that type of relationship with the cat.
Well, the issue with the dog is a lot of dogs will pick one person.
Mm-hmm.
They'll love everybody, but they'll pick one person and say, "This is my alpha person."
Right.
Okay.
So I adopted a dog on my own, my Killington, my husky, who you guys have met.
Yeah.
And my husband is her favorite.
Hmm.
So I'm the one who rescued her,
right.
But she prefers my husband. Like, we get two different receptions when we come home from work.
Is that causing an issue, a rift, if you will, in the new relationship?
Well,
are you jealous?
I'm definitely jealous. Like, I'm definitely like, why not me? And I think part of it is
you should get a dog then.
I did get a dog. The dog prefers my husband.
Right. She got one that prefers you.
She loves everybody.
Right.
But the attention she gives my husband is over the top.
She can feel it because you want it.
I know. I think it's true. I'm the one who walks her more. Mm. I feed her more.
Wow.
But it's like he's special to her.
Yep, you're starving for the love and she knows it.
He's the favorite parent.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Jackson, thank you. More leads coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, I think during his lead, you got a little look inside the brain of Jackson because he said, and I quote, "I went down all the way down to Levitate in Marshfield to see Dispatch and didn't know their only hit song.
Their best song.
The General.
They have like four great songs and he didn't know the best one."
All right. You can not only listen to this show, but you can watch it on YouTube or on Twitch. And it is brought to you every day on Twitch by Springer's Jewelers. And this Saturday, don't miss the Faux Pay Trunk Show at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Experience the very best in Italian elegance when you visit Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire on Saturday. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I think as sports fans, one of the great things about live sports is the moments that give you full body chills that really kind of just put you in an entirely different world and send you to a different space. And this moment Friday night was one of those moments for me.
Swing and a drive! Oh! He killed it! It is out of here! It's gone! Zidane does it! The Sox win it! They walk it off against Tampa Bay! Are you kidding me?
I was watching that on Friday night. And it was an out of body. It's one of those things where it's just one of your favorite moments of the year. And I have not been the most supportive Red Sox fan this season. I'll admit it. I have been very critical at times. I have been off the ship at times. There's no doubt about it. I don't deny that. I totally understand. But like that was one of the coolest moments since Johnny Gomes was hitting walk-off home runs in 2013. Like, that's how long ago it's been for me since I've had a moment with this Red Sox organization where I was like, this is something I love. This is a sport that I love and a team that I love. And just, like, Seydon Rafael is so freaking cool, man. This guy is awesome. Friday night was so special.
I thought it was cool. Afterwards, when it comes to the way he's been hitting the baseball, he gave 90% of the credit to Alex Bregman and what he has been helping him with, which goes back to what we were talking about last week and a lead I had about how you got to find a way to keep Alex Bregman on this team because of everything he does for the young guys. Mm-hmm. They love
Bregman.
Yeah,
and it seems like he definitely does a lot with them. Especially in that clubhouse, you know, when it comes to hitting and just other things. So, I mean, he's one of those guys, like you say, yeah, he would definitely be somebody you'd want to keep around with this young core for the next 4 years or so.
I will also just quickly give props to the NESN broadcast because there are certain moments when you're in a winning streak like this that people want to jump onto and say, like, look, now we have these signs of something special is happening here. And the guy in the stands who's pointing
guy.
That we're all sitting there going, like, this guy looks like a dummy. And then we're like, get that guy out there every game.
Yeah. Well, and then they went and got him on during Saturday's game. They went and talked to pointing guy. I think Jay is his name. So
pointing guy.
Pointing guy, yeah. All right. Let's see. Well, we have time for your lead, Mego. Good morning. Courtney's off, I think, the whole week. But Mego is here this morning. Hello and good morning.
Hello. Okay, so I have a non-sports lead today.
Uh-oh.
Just because...
You're going to angry... Did you see the 603 texter who was very angry?
Is he... Are they... Because it may be a woman. Are they texting in today?
They were texting earlier and saying, what is sports related about Jackson's lead?
Sports!
Time to replace the whole morning show is what
I did some ultra sporty leads last week. And I saw this because sometimes you feel like something is constantly happening.
Yeah.
And then you get data that backs it up and it makes you feel kind of righteous.
Uh-huh.
So Allstate, the insurance company, crunched a bunch of data and concluded that three Massachusetts cities are in the top five of most collision-prone cities in the country.
In the whole entire country?
And Boston takes the number one spot. I have to read these numbers to you guys because it's crazy. This is 200 cities overall that they crunch numbers from in 2022 and 2023. While the average U.S. driver experiences a collision every 10 and a half years, Boston drivers are involved in a crash about once every 3 years.
Really?
According to the report,
wow.
They said Boston's relative collision likelihood was a staggering 244% above the national average of one crash about every 10 and a half years. So the top five cities overall were Boston, D.C., Baltimore, Worcester, and Springfield. So Worcester and Springfield
are right in there in the top five as well.
I also worry that these are all the cities that I have driven in.
Yeah.
And so perhaps the common denominator with these collisions is me.
It's you. You might be the problem.
So many people can't drive nowadays. It's ridiculous. They should be giving people their driving test every 2 years. Mm. I don't care what age they are. There are some horrible, horrible drivers.
They should just start giving them the driving test with the phone. Like, you're going to be on your phone when you're on 93 anyway. So let's see how you do driving on your phone.
How you do it while you're using it. Well, you're not supposed to be using your phone.
How well can you multitask? It is at the point now when I see somebody veering into another lane.
Yeah.
I don't think they're drunk anymore. Hmm. I go, it's their phone.
I agree. Used to think it was a drunk, and now it's somebody who's texting away.
Always.
Seriously.
You drive by and you see them, and they've got the neck craned down, and you're like, there they go.
All right, Mego, thank you. Coming up at 7:20, they said it. Quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend, but a lead from Wiggy and a lead from me coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit Dollar ShaveClub.com/homerun
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.